every Tuesday afternoon. Ricky Killerbeat Hancock, a lonely boy from Sheffield. Joins James Snowflake Hicks. For the next episode.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the next episode. That was the news beforehand, and we are going to be doing jazz music this week. It's all quite exciting. We don't know a great deal about jazz, do we, Rick?
We've got no idea, but we're going to learn with you listeners today.
So that'll be a bit exciting.
Yes, so we've already done punk, we've done electronic, we've done hip-hop. We thought we'd
mix it up, we'd go
take a look
jazz.
At jazz. And we honestly have absolutely no idea, so
bear with us.
Yes.
We thought with essays and stuff being in at the moment, jazz is pretty good working music.
Yeah, definitely.
But we'll give it a go. Right, we'll bring it straight in.
Yep. This is a song recommended to me. I'm going to just get this shout out done pretty early. We have a friend who is a jazz percussionist, so we asked for a lot of help from him. And this is a song called Livery Stable Blues, which apparently, according to him, is considered the start of jazz music. Thank you. That was the sound of... What was that the sound of, James? The Dixieland original brass band.
It was. You're listening to the sounds of soft jazz with Ricky and James.
Now, this, which you can hear in the background, is a song called Rhapsody in Blue.
Mm. It reminded me, there's a bit in it, it sounded like... Did you ever listen to Peter and the Wolf?
No.
Oh, well, it sounded a bit like that.
Well, the reason I know this is because it's at the beginning of Manhattan, which is a Woody Allen film. But I don't even know if it counts as jazz, but it sounds nice. I think it sounds a bit jazzy.
Too jazzy?
A little jazzy.
A little bit jazzy, yeah.
Classical jazz, maybe.
We'll find out. If you think we're wrong, tweet us.
Yeah, let us know if we're wrong about any of this, guys.
On This Is LSR.
Yeah. So this is, I think, 1920s?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, so we'll just let you enjoy this, get on with your studying, and we'll be back in a bit.
Thank you.
was Rhapsody in Blue, and this is Grooves in the Heart. Not jazz.
Not jazz at all, but it's a great song.
But it's a good bed. Be-dee-dee. So yeah, that was a song from 1924. It's a composition by an American composer called George Gershwin. I sound like a music student, but I have no idea what I'm talking about. when I was listening to that there, I did think... I know I mentioned Woody Allen's a massive fan of jazz, and I did think I recognised it, and I thought for some reason that it was from the soundtrack to Ants. Do you remember that?
It was a great bit, like a knockoff of Bug's Life. But
they came out around the same time. I'm not sure. I think they were just both in production at the same time and ended up being really similar. But yeah, that was good though.
I preferred it to Bug's
Life.
Did you?
Yeah.
Big call. Because I had it on the tape, and it was stuck in my my TV in my room.
Right.
So I just had to watch it on repeat. And that's why I loved it.
It's not a bad film to have to watch on repeat.
I could think of worse.
Yeah, so it's not from Ants, but it is from The Great Gatsby, that recent film with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Did you like it?
Which, I wasn't the biggest fan of it. I read the book before I wanted to see the film.
Yeah, it was just a bit... He was driving... I know it was like trying to get modern jazz, and it had... Yeah, it was the bit when Jay-Z came on when they were driving over the bridge, and I just thought, oh, I don't like this. I like the song, but I just didn't think it worked.
I actually think it did kind of work, but it wasn't that I didn't like about it. I just didn't think... I don't know. Are you a fan of Baz Luhrmann in particular?
I did like Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, Romeo and Juliet is really good, yeah.
Just because it has that Desiree song, which is fantastic.
Which song?
Kissing you. Kissing
okay,
you.
Okay, you can sing it.
We'll play it at some point, right. Whenever the situation's appropriate. Right, we'll go on to... you'll find out from this week, we're not going to talk that much about jazz because...
We don't know much about it.
So we just thought we'd listen to some cool jazz. Yeah. So we've got Duke Ellington here from 1943.
Yeah, that's around the time of bebop or bebop, I believe. There you go.
Well, let's listen to it. It don't mean a thing.
Don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing. All you gotta do is swing. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm every little thing you've got. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
Yeah!
Well,
Ricky's just found out for us. That song was in The Aristocats.
No, I don't believe it actually was, but it sounded like it was.
It sounds a lot like it.
It sounds like it was, but I tried to find out and...
I thought the one before it sounded a lot like it was in Tom and Jerry, but it wasn't.
They could be from anywhere. You know what? This proves how influential jazz is, exactly. Ladies and gentlemen.
Not just music.
But it was covered by a lot of different artists, including Louis Armstrong, Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga recently did a cover of that when they did that duet album. Nina Simone as well. Ella Fitzgerald. So, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, it's got a wide influence. From its
Bebop
influence.
Or Bebop? I'm not sure.
Bebop.
Bebop. Okay.
We'll go with that.
What was that game called? Where you had the...
Bop It.
Bop It. Yeah.
Not to be confused with Bebop.
No. Right. anyway, now we're going to move on to what most people know as hard jazz. cool jazz.
Cool jazz.
Cool jazz. Slightly different.
Yeah. Yeah. Then into hard jazz.
You know, some people might recognise this one, I reckon.
I didn't beforehand, but we'll give it a go.
Yeah, so this is Miles Davis with Boplicity. No, it is not. This is Charlie Parker with Cherokee. So maybe this is hard jazz.
Let's have a little look.
We'll find out. Thank you. Right, I have some corrections to make here. So, earlier we played... what did we play? We played Duke Ellington.
Mm.
Apparently that was actually 1930s swing bands jazz. So
what's the, I want to know what the difference is. I think we should find out.
You can
out.
Tell that there's a bit of a difference, I reckon.
So which one? So swing was more big brass bands, jazz was...
I think swing was like big band, yep.
Okay.
Whereas the one we just played, which was Cherokee by Charlie Parker, that is actually bebop, or whatever we're
bebop.
Calling that.
Bebop.
Yep. So yeah, so we start with classic jazz. We had Rhapsody in Blue, which is a kind of classical song, but the original song, jazz song, was apparently Dixieland Original Brass Band. That was a 1910s, I think.
Mm.
Went into Duke Ellington swing bands, 30s and 40s. Bebop we just had. Now we're going to go to some cool jazz.
Some cool jazz.
Apparently it only got cool around now, but I thought it sounded cool.
It sounded pretty cool. So it started, yeah. So we didn't really do an intro, so... It started in America, didn't it, jazz?
Yeah,
it was
by
like
the sounds of it,
it
yeah.
was like I think. Well,
they've all been American artists.
Popularized so anyway. In it was like African American communities in the US, I think, and then it emerged to form independent popular music.
Right.
So, well,
we're getting a bit more popular now.
We are.
We all know this artist.
This one now.
This one is Miles Davis. Yes.
Let's bring it in.
You're listening to Leeds Student Radio.
Tweet us on @ThisIsLSR.
You
Yeah.
Jazz.
Jazz, baby. So that was Miles Davis with Boplicity from his album Birth of the Cool, 1957 album.
That was great.
Yeah, I enjoyed that as well.
Duke Ellington so far has been my favourite.
Duke Ellington, yeah. Okay.
So far, though.
Yeah, so apparently that's where the name Cool Jazz comes from, Birth of the Cool.
Well, that would make sense.
That does make sense, doesn't it?
It sounded pretty damn cool.
It is pretty cool, yeah.
I don't think we do it justice.
So, yeah, you know, listening to all this is just maybe. Have you ever watched Boardwalk Empire?
No,
oh,
I haven't.
See, that's
but I've
got
heard
a really good soundtrack.
I heard it's very good.
Yeah, it is good. Yeah, but it's surprising like how focused on America it is. Because I think every artist we've played so far has been American.
So far.
But when you think of jazz, you do just think of America, don't you?
See, I thought Sinatra was jazz.
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah.
Well,
should we find out?
Well, we'll try.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry for the beds not being very jazzy, by the way. We tried our best. Anyway, I hope you're all having a lovely day. We're going to play a song.
It's called Watermelon Man.
Called Watermelon Man next.
It's pretty bizarre.
Thank you.
think us having a jazz week has made me want to have a really sultry voice. I don't feel like my voice does the music justice. So that was Watermelon Man. It was a song composed by Herbie Hancock. No relation to Ricky Killerbeat Hancock.
Afraid not.
That would be a claim to fame. But it's been recorded by about 15 different people. So it's obviously just a jazz piece which has been composed.
I think I'd want to record that if I...
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
This week has made me just want to take up... Well, and watching... Whiplash has made me want to play jazz drums.
I still need to see Whiplash, actually.
It's really good.
Is it?
We may have sneaked one in.
Maybe.
Right, so that was...
we are going chronologically, so...
We are. That was cool jazz, wasn't it?
Still in the... We're about to go into the 90s, I think. No, that was fusion jazz.
Fusion
jazz.
You know,
we're having such a hard time remembering all these different types of jazz.
Lemon neck. Right, okay. And then we're going into acid.
Acid jazz.
Which I'm excited to hear.
Yeah.
I think we all are.
So, yeah, that was Watermelon Man. This is Saint Germain. Thank you.
got you under my skin. I've got you.
So that was Acid Jazz. I think you can hear that.
That was amazing.
That was great. Apparently Acid Jazz took its name from Acid House and was coined, the term was coined by Giles Peterson, a resident BBC Radio 6 DJ.
Oh. Well, there we go.
There you go.
So we're running out of time a little bit here.
You know who I think is a massive fan of Giles Peterson?
Go on.
From what he said the other day. Here's your shout-out, Matt Nauch.
Yeah, you can hear him screaming somewhere. He's absolutely ecstatic. Right, we're running out of time there, so we're going to pop on. We spoke earlier about a song from Whiplash. So Whiplash came out last year?
Yeah, 2014.
Yeah. Didn't win Best Oscar, which...
you were very upset about that.
Because Birdman won, and I just did not like that. But I watched it the other day, Whiplash, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's really good. So
where's this song in the film?
It's the main song. So there's a song he plays called Whiplash, which isn't the main song, but the main one is Caravan, and I'll put it on because it's so cool. Right, so this is Caravan from the film Whiplash.
Caravan.
It's great, isn't it? The drumming in that is just incredible. So I just found out as well that was first performed by Duke Ellington that we played earlier.
Yeah. Look at that.
I know.
We know jazz.
It's as if we planned it. But trust me, we didn't. Yeah, it's fantastic. The drumming in it, like, you never listen to a song and be like, oh, that's... Well, I don't anyway.
But I suppose it helps that you've seen it. You've seen him do it. Like, I don't think I could have...
Pictured
I mean,
it,
so, it obviously sounds good, but it would have probably helped us. Yeah. Does he doesn't actually do it then in the film.
He learns to play the drums, but he doesn't... The actor did, but he didn't learn to play the standard. Like, they put in the audio over the top.
But so it looks like he's actually
doing it. So he is actually playing the drums, but it won't
sound...
It's
pretty sound. Impressive. He's a pretty good actor, isn't he, as
it's
well?
Great. Oh, he's in some...
He was in Fantastic Four, though, which
yeah,
apparently was a bit...
Yeah, and he also did that Divergent, which is like the Hunger Games, but...
Worse.
A bit budget. But yeah, it's a great film. It's worth watching if you haven't. So right, we're running out of time even more now, and we're going to go in with a bit of a wild card here.
Yeah, so I don't know if you remember, but back in week one, we said we were going to bring in a wild card each week where we found a song which was influenced by the genre we were focusing on, but wasn't, you know, the most obvious choice. So for this week, we're going to take over to Flying Lotus, who released an album last year, I think, called You're Dead. And if you listen to it, I think you can hear jazz. I checked with my music student friend. He said, yep, go for it. So, yeah, this is Never Catch Me featuring Kendrick Lamar. I can see the darkness in me and it's quite amazing. Life and death is no mystery and I want to taste it. Step aside of my mind and you'll find curiosity. Reminisce on my wonder years and I wonder, yeah. Sentiments of my words ain't been so sincere. It's intimate to my nerve that I just persevere. The big thought of falling off, disappear to my faith. They say their head is real. Analyze my demise, I say I'm super anxious. Recognize I deprive this feeling, then embrace it. Vandalizing these walls only if they can talk. Conversations on contemplate to my dark thoughts. Looking down on my soul now. Tell me I'm in control now. Tell me I can live long and I can live wrong and I can live right and I can sing song and I can unite with you that I love, you that I like. Look at my life and tell me I fight. Is that final destination? Is that font of information? Is that font of inspiration? Is that crack the installation? Is that quantum dropping that fist pumping that bomb detonation? Please don't bomb my nation and bomb me flew away. I got my control when I'm here. You gon' hate me when I'm gone. Ain't no blood pumping, no fear. I got hope inside of my bone. Is that life beyond your own life? This ain't physical. For mankind, this that out of body experience, no coincidence, you've been dying, it's your death.
Oh,
So that was Kendrick Lamar, Flying Lotus featuring Kendrick Lamar, sorry, with Never Catch Me.
He's good, isn't he?
Which one, Flying Lotus or Kendrick Lamar?
I haven't really heard any Flying Lotus.
Yeah, it's a good album if you want to listen to it.
Let's see, I love Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, so I heard this on the radio yesterday, actually, and I thought it sounded fairly jazzy. So it's brand new. It's by an artist called Floating Points, and the song's called Silhouettes. So that was Floating Points with a song called Silhouettes. I really like that. I think that sounds nice.
Yeah, it's very good.
Brand new.
Right, so it's the end of our show, and it's about that time where we need to talk about what we're going to do next. And I think we're very excited about it.
We are very excited. Do you want to do it, James?
Well, we've been doing genres so far, but we thought we'd just throw that out the window for next week.
Yeah.
So we're going to do Beyonce next week.
Woo! So next week, just Beyonce. See you then.